Time for some Thursday morning fun facts. Things to think about on a Thursday and stuff you didn't know you needed to know. You have this weekend to witness something in the sky that won't happen again for another 14 years. So coming up this Saturday, every planet in our solar system will be visible in the night sky at the same time. A rare celestial event known as the Planetary Parade. Yes.
I do love a parade.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see all of them. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, across the sky. And that is not going to happen again until 2040. So then, now they're not going to form a perfectly straight line, but they'll all be spread across the sky in a way that you can see it. Now, some of the brighter planets you'll be able to spot just with your regular little eyeballs. Others, Neptune, Uranus, will require binoculars or a small telescope. And yeah, I'm going to get through this without making the joke.
Okay. You okay?
It's painful.
I know.
Not to make the joke.
It's not normally polite to discuss a woman's age on the air, but Fancy probably won't mind because she just snapped the Guinness World Record as the world's oldest living horse.
Woo!
37 years, 329 days old.
How about that?
Paige Simone Bloomer adopted her when she was 8. They're still together after all these years. And Fancy even has an emotional support animal.
Aww.
That would be a donkey. By the name of Rose. The ladies are growing older together in the pasture. By the way, the oldest horse ever was Old Billy. And, I mean, I guess that's just a little foreshadowing. He died at the age of 62.
No.
In 1822. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that data is accurate from 1822.
It was Old Billy. Okay.
That is a fun fact. So with the big snowstorm happening in New York City in the Northeast, it's a wild story, and there's video. Security camera got it all on video. A nun in NYC shielded a toddler from a falling tree. So the ice and the snow had built up on this tree, and she was watching the kid while he was playing outside in the snow near a convent on West 51st Street. She saw the tree starting to give way.
Uh-oh.
Ran to him, shielded him with her body, and luckily, well, they say it's luck. I think we know better than that. The tree missed him by a few feet. No
Fantastic.
Word on the name of the nun, but we call her Super Nun. That's amazing.
Working 9 to 5, totally overrated. I think I know someone that would disagree. Agree. And her name is Dolly Parton. So why not go to Dollywood instead? And you can even start the party early on a flight from Orlando to Knoxville, Tennessee. It's one day only. It's offered on Allegiant Air, flight 925. Yeah, it says 9 to 5.
Yeah, there we go.
They'll have live entertainment, trivia, themed food, games, and discounts if you head on over to Dollywood. I don't get this. When do you think it's happening?
Tomorrow?
No, it should be happening on like September 25th. Get it, 925?
There it is.
They didn't ask me. It's going to be on November 6th.
Okay. Well, so it's got to be a safe flight. I mean, everything on a Dolly flight is going to be a flotation device.
That's enough.
What? In new survey, 66% of Gen Zers say they are teaching themselves, if they get a new job, the job skills required for that new job. They're teaching themselves these new job skills off of YouTube. So that is why every time you ask for help, the associate makes you wait and take a survey first on that. And then this is a fun one. 2 out of 5 employees admit that they have cried at work.
That's it?
Well, just wait till we unleash the Axe body spray.
We'll
That's coming
that.
Up next on the way. Thursday morning fun facts. Get ready for a will it flow.